This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing Rick Elmore from Simply Noted, Real Pen, Real Ink, Real Impressions. Rick, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, Seth. Thanks for having me. And I love that you have our sample kit already.
I do, and I am looking for a full disclosure. I have already created an account, so technically I'm biased in your favor.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a good thing.
All right, so let's go back in time a little bit. How did Simply Noted get started?
Yeah, so my background's in athletics. I played college and professional sports, but when I got done, I got into the corporate world, was in medical device sales and marketing. But then I went back and did my MBA in 2017, and Simply Noted began as kind of like a school project. I had a professor in a marketing class say that handwritten notes had a 99% open rate. And me being a salesperson, I was like, man, if I can get in front of my clients 99% of the time, that's going to make me more successful. Plus, you know, all the good positive things that come along with sending a handwritten note, people appreciate it. It's a nice gesture. So fast forward almost 5 years, we've built a pretty large and successful platform. We have over 300,000 users on our website every single month. We've invested over $800,000 into building our own genuine purposely built writing robot. That's a handwriting engine, handwriting software, mechanical robot, auto-fed, completely vertical integrated into our operation. And we have thousands of users. So yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride to say the least.
That is absolutely incredible. And I'm sure the longer version of that story should probably be in a book somewhere if it isn't already.
Yeah, I mean, I have somebody who started a company with me back in 2017. And we always talk about on those hard days, like, man, we're just going to look back someday and say, how did we do this? Like, because we've done this with no loans, no debt, no investors. I started this with a $10,000, 0% interest credit card. It's a wild story that is best told, you know, over a long campfire or something. it is wild.
A few cocktails.
Yeah, and a few drinks. Yeah. Yeah.
That is awesome. All right. So we've alluded to it a little bit already, but tell everybody what Simply Noted does.
Yeah, it's a handwritten notes platform. What that means is we help companies either automate it. So like automating a real genuine handwritten note. So think client acquisition. You know, when somebody comes on board, you can automate a thank you card or an anniversary card or a birthday card, or so we're really like believe in like customer experience, increasing lifetime value, upselling, you know, getting more reviews, referrals, that type of stuff. But then there's a whole acquisition side. So apart from the retention, you know, a lot of people use us for acquisition as well. So they'll give us like a spreadsheet of like prospects, like names, addresses, merge fields, and we just merge data into a handwritten note. So like, hi, first name, we'll plug a first name in. And we help people with prospecting and sales and like marketing efforts as well.
Now, that's an understatement, but yes, you do. So let's talk about how you have grown to the thousands of, you know, users and hundreds of thousands of people on the website every month.
Yeah. So, you know, when I first got started, I was doing a lot of the wrong things. I was still doing a lot of the stuff I did as a medical sales rep. I was knocking on doors, going to networking meetings, but I quickly found out that was not going to, you know, make this work because we had to increase our output a lot more. Our activity had to go way up. So we started focusing a lot more on building a platform that people, when they're actually looking for us, like online, they'll find us. We invested a lot more in marketing efforts like SEO, pay-per-click, funnels, guest posts. I mean, tons of other ways, you know, podcasts, like just to get the word out there. And plus, you know, a lot of people, when they use us, you know, they have a good experience, and we have a pretty large repeat customer base. You know, I would say over 60% of our business every single month is on repeat, which is awesome. It helps me sleep better at night. But, you know, you can have a great platform and drive a lot of traffic, but if they don't have, you know, if you don't have a good product and they don't have a good experience, they're not going to come back.
Absolutely. How does, when you got the idea that, hey, there should be a better way to send handwritten notes at scale where you don't have to physically write them, write out 100 cards, 500 cards at a time. How did you come up with the idea at that point that it needed to be a handwriting robot?
So everything nowadays is automated. A handwritten note is basically the last touch point that people don't think can be automated. You think everything else, right? Text message, email, social, even like a direct mail piece, right? That all can be automated. But when you get something that's handwritten in the mail, at least nowadays, people still think that, you know, somebody sat down and took the time to do it, especially like with our technology, we use real pens. So if like you lick your thumb, like the ink smears a lot, like those laser printed font, you know, pieces, it does not smear in it. You can totally tell that it was, you know, a print piece. But yeah, we started researching, you know, the market at the time. There was somebody focusing on the wedding industry, and I thought that was an absolutely atrocious business model, because anybody who's been married or has gone through planning a wedding, it's extremely stressful. Budgets are tight. They're always wheeling and dealing, you know, timelines change, so it's not consistent. Plus it's a one or two time deal, right? You're not going to get repeat business. And then there was somebody doing it for like a B2C, like helping people send thank you cards to their moms. I was like, that is another terrible business model. Like there's no like systems, processes, or budgets in place like to scale that. It would be a nightmare to scale. So there was no company at the time really focusing on business, like B2B sales. And that's what we've done from the beginning. We've focused on helping businesses build relationships with their clients. So, yeah, and able to do that, you know, and get to where we are, we've had to invest a lot in software, you know, to integrate into their systems, you know, Zapier, integrately webhooks, API integrations, have a workflow in the warehouse. It's all industrial automation back there. As like information comes in, it gets spit straight through, sent straight to the robot. So it's completely vertically integrated. Plus, robots don't get tired. They don't complain about pay. They show up. You know, they're reliable, and robots, you know, can write all day. So these machines are absolutely incredible. I'm in my office now, and I walk back there, you know, at least once an hour, and I just look out there and like, how do we do this? This is incredible. These robots are phenomenal. The product is great. It's just really cool.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure it's been a fascinating roller coaster, and you seem to be going in most of the time in upward direction. So hopefully not necessarily worried about paying the robots anymore or funding the robots.
Now it's just scaling them. We're trying to figure out how to fit like 300 of them into a building. It's like, Now it's just, how are we going to scale this?
You need just a bigger building.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you're not always busy. So it's like, you know, we have, you know, everybody's, every business, you have busy seasons, slow seasons, right? So, and we're, again, completely self-funded. So it's like, my next building is going to be $15,000 a month. And it's just like, you know, it's a big bill. So.
Yeah, that is a big nut to crack every month. Absolutely. Yeah. I know the robots do the writing, but talk a little bit about the Simply Noted team.
Yeah, so we're actually really, really fortunate. We have like a core group of six people. All of them have been here for at least 2 years. You know, mostly everybody's in operations. It's me and two other salespeople. We have a ton of people that are like part-time that come in here and do, you know, fill up the robots. They do quality control, hand stuff the envelopes. But have tons of contractors. You know, I don't know how to do any of this. Like, I've had to pay people to do this, all the software engineering, the electrical engineering, you know, website development, you know, mechanical engineering. I literally have a team of engineers, like a stable of them. So people are in our office every day. You know, it's like six full-time employees. You know, I would say 11 if you want to count some like quality control people. But then I have like over 20 people that are like VAs or engineers or, yeah. So yeah, it's a lot's happening behind the scenes to send out that, you know, nice little handwritten note. A lot of people are involved.
I bet. Yeah, for sure. So your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
So, you know, actually, I was just on a podcast talking about this yesterday. It's like how to find your passion. I was in search of something when I was, you know, I've been successful. You know, I'm not toot my own horn here, but it's just I've been successful at everything I've done through tremendous amounts of effort. My NFL scouting combine was a motor guy, high effort, high motor, which I've always taken that as a compliment. But when I was in medical device sales, my first year, I was rookie of the year, at least for the like my branch. And then I was either top 1% or top 5 sales rep in my company. And by like that sixth year, just there was something there. Like I couldn't scratch it. I was just like, I couldn't, like, there's something else bigger out there for me. And the way that you figure out what else is out there for you is just to keep looking. And that's what I was doing. I was going to night networking events. I was going and asking successful business owners to go grab a coffee and talk to them about their journey. You know, I was interviewing at different companies and seeing what different things were like. And then I went back into my MBA, and that's when I got the idea of this. And I grew up in the generation of getting handwritten notes. I was in my class sending handwritten notes to my friends. I have a box of handwritten notes from like my junior high and in high school. I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16. And the coaches that recruited me, who sent me a handwritten note, like those guys stood out way more. I have a box of all those letters as well, to like their keepsakes. When I left the 49ers in 2012, Coach Jim Harbaugh sent me a handwritten note when I left, wow, like thanking me. And like, it's on my LinkedIn. It's literally in my, in my office at home. So like a handwritten note, at least still today, maybe not in 10 years from now, but it'll come back no matter what. It's just, it's worth its weight in gold. It's genuine. It's unique. It's rare. The average person receives less than 5 handwritten notes a year. You know, the average person gets over 4,000 digital notifications on their phone alone a month, email, social, push notifications, phone calls. You're just inundated and just, I mean, I want to chuck my phone because I get 2 to 5 emails a minute. It's just ridiculously, it never stops. So, plus, you know, it was an opportunity for me to chase my passion. I wanted to challenge myself and try something new. But, you know, when passion meets product, right, and you can match those things together, you know, with an unstoppable will, and you can persevere, and you have all that backing that I had from my athletics, it's a really good recipe for an entrepreneur. And it kind of just all came together when I was at my MBA.
That is awesome. Yeah, it should definitely be in a book. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself back 2018, sitting in that MBA class?
Well, I would still take the same path, always keep looking. But for an entrepreneur, I always say bet on yourself. Like the best education that you can get is when you throw yourself, you know, completely into that deep end. Don't dip your toe. If you go slow, you won't go at all. As an entrepreneur for the last 5 years, like I've grown more in the 5 years than I will in a 50-year corporate career. It just forces you to get so far outside your comfort zone and solve every problem. Like you know, if you want to become strong, you're going to have to solve a lot of, go through a lot of like trials and tribulations. And if you want to get smart, you're going to have to solve a lot of problems. So, and that's what you get as an entrepreneur. You go through a lot of problems and you have to overcome them. So you get strong, you build up that mental toughness, and you're going to have to solve every, you know, marketing, sales, collections, you know, build a website, build software, build a product, you know, production, operations, tax. I mean, you have to figure all this out, and that's how you get smarter. So I just think being an entrepreneur is such a cool career. And anybody who's thinking about do it, I say at least do it once in your life, but just be very smart about how you do it. Don't just go crazy. I always like the bullets and bowling ball technique. If you, I don't know if you know what that is, but it's kind of like you think you're on like a pirate ship and you're battling another ship and you only have one cannonball left. And you got to make sure it's going to do mass destruction. It's going to work for you. And you can't miss that shot. So you're going to do a few test fires before you fire that one cannonball. And that's what we've done here at Simply Noted. We just do test, 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 shoot, because we don't have the luxury of this massive bank account. Right. So, and that's just a great metaphor for life too. You know, it's just, you know, test, before you go crazy. So.
Awesome. Great advice. Yes. Love the Jim Collins bullets, the bowling bullets.
That's what it is. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yes. Well, this has been Seth Green with Rick Elmore from simplynoted.com. We know your time is incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us. Rick, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for allowing me to share my story, Seth. Appreciate it.
Of course. Come back anytime. Thank you all for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.